As English football fans come across the border to Wales this weekend, hundreds of Welsh people will be heading the other way. The TUC is holding a national rally against the coalition's spending cutbacks, and 44 coaches will be taking protesters from Wales. One man, though, is walking there.
Yes, Richard Evans is doing the 166 miles from Cardiff to London on foot and giving out leaflets to promote the march on his way. He set off last Saturday and hopes to be there in time for the rally tomorrow. I caught up with him yesterday and started by asking how he was getting on.
I'm taking a quick, I'm using this as an excuse to sit down.
Whereabouts are you now, Richard?
I'm in Newbury.
How many miles have you done today so far?
I'm not sure. I sort of measure on mileposts, if you see what I mean, and I haven't seen any for a while, so I'm not sure. A little bit confusing at the moment with all these street signs telling me to go in different directions, to be honest, but I'll get there.
Of course, you left last Saturday from Cardiff. Yeah. How's the journey gone so far? How have you found the walking?
I wouldn't describe it as easy. It's been quite hard and quite painful on the feet. I've done some walks, but not, short distance walks, but not this.
And, of course, you're aiming to get to London for the march. That's on Saturday.
Yeah.
Are you on course to make it?
I'm a bit behind, but hopefully I'll make that up today.
OK. Can you tell me why you're doing this walk?
What I want to do is to try and publicise the march and to encourage people to get there any way they can. And I think the best way to do that is to walk it, say, well, look, I can walk it. You can get on a bus or get in a car or get on a train, whatever, just to get there.
So you've been handing out these leaflets to publicise the march. How have you got on? How's people's reactions been to what you've been saying?
It changes from area to area, I think. There's a widely held view that the cuts are just going to be about cutting public spend or civil service jobs. And I think some areas you find that people sort of quite readily believe that, and others they don't.
You, of course, work for Revenue and Customs here in Wales. We've been hearing that around 50,000 public sector jobs they're estimating might be lost here. What kind of impact do you see that having on Wales and the economy and local people?
I think that would have a huge impact. You're talking about cutting 300 jobs in Newport recently, and suddenly a lot of shops in the area decided that they were going to move elsewhere, move out of town. You know, if you look at Cardiff, for instance, the amount of public sector jobs there are in Cardiff, and Cardiff's not the only city, it's just easier for me because it's where I live, but if you look at the amount of public sector jobs that there are there, it's going to have a huge impact on the local economy.
Of course, the Conservatives, both here in Wales and in Westminster, say they're cutting the budget deficit they inherited from the last government, and they say this latest budget's all about growth. How would you put your opinion forward to counter that?
Recently they did the same thing in Ireland, where they cut the public sector back in order to save money, and we ended up helping them out financially with a loan because they were going bust. The answer isn't to cut public sector jobs, it's to increase public sector jobs, because that puts more money out there that then goes into the private sector.
Well, best of luck with the next day's walking, and I hope you make it there in time.
OK, thanks very much. Bye.
The TUC expect 250,000 people to turn up to protests against what they call damaging cuts. The Welsh Conservatives say the budget announced by Chancellor George Osborne on Wednesday will provide stability, jobs and growth. They say that reductions in spending are necessary to deal with the debts built up by the previous Labour government. And the budget will provide welcome relief to families, pensioners and small businesses around Wales.